Thank you for joining me tonight. Sixth patriarch was walking past a couple of monks who were standing in front of a flagpole, and they were arguing about whether or not it was the wind that was moving or the flag that was moving. And the patriarch said, "It neither is nor isn't. It's your minds that are moving." It neither is nor isn't. What happens to your reasoning mind when I say it neither is nor isn't? The reasoning mind says it is or it isn't. And if you disagree with me, then, you know, we're in trouble. But it neither is nor isn't. When you stop reasoning, your original face is right there. Your Buddha nature is right there. It neither is nor isn't. Why is it so difficult to see, to understand? Now, when I say, already you see, already you hear, and I say, it's before you say, I see, I hear, it's the same thing. Reasoning comes from this attachment. It neither is nor isn't. That's a koan for you. That's a mantra to repeat in silence for you. It neither is nor isn't. 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 I think that's kind of summarizes the intent of the practice of Zen. There it is. What do you say?
Can't recall where this came from or who it was, but I vaguely remember that it might have been a story of Muhammad and the disciple. And he posed this strange question to the disciple. And they were standing next to some crowd or something like that. And there was a man on the camel. And he asked his disciples, "So who's on top, the man or the camel?" And the disciples started to question whether or not he should be his disciple. And I thought he was mad. You know, had some smart retort to the effect of, "It must be a trick question," or, "You know, that doesn't make any sense at all." And then I grabbed the disciple by his ankles and hung him upside down. I said, "What do you see?" Into a flagpole reminded me of that.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's a good example of different ways of viewing things from a reasoning perspective.
Mm-hmm. But that's exactly it, perspective.
Yeah. Yeah. For me, saying it neither is nor isn't, which Buddha used a lot in his talks when he was asked questions about, is it or isn't it? You know, isn't it like this or isn't it like that? And he would say, it neither is nor isn't. Yes, there's a bodhisattva path. It neither is nor isn't. I say there is a bodhisattva path, and I say it neither is nor isn't a path. So why does he keep cutting us off at that, at the knees, so to speak, with our, for our thinking minds, our reasoning minds? Why is that always sort of the process of waking up? It's just expedient means. It's just because we're so caught up in our phenomenal experience that, that's where the whole cloud is that obscures the sun. It's that, when there's nothing obscuring the sun, everything is seen for what it is, brightly and clearly. Yeah, simple. We make it complicated. It's what one of the most beautiful things about sitting practice. It cuts through all that in a way. It gives you this opportunity to just sort of like keep putting it down, and something grows out of that, in terms of wisdom, in terms of light and seeing, hearing from a different place than what you're normally sort of caught up in.
Yeah, that's, and then get your intuition on, because that's the way, that's the path, not rationalizing it or analyzing it.
Yes.
It's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's going to happen in this cycle and not in living cultures from now.
Yeah, Dan, I didn't respond to your input on the first nine sections of Hengbo's, so, but I appreciated it very much. I understood what you were saying very clearly, and I was glad to hear it. So, yeah. Yeah, Hengbo is pretty direct. Yeah. If any of you have an opportunity to look into Hengbo's teachings, I think you would appreciate it. It's not a difficult read. It's not like some sutras that are, tough to get through. It's kind of like poetry or a symphony or opening a window and letting the air in. It's more like that than study. I'm so tired of studying. When am I ever going to get it? Yeah. So, really glad to sit with you guys tonight. Thank you. Well, I'm done. We can be done. Thank you.